Ready for Valentine's and all that lovey-dovey? Well, hold on, because in this episode of the iScary podcast, we have 6 headlines for you that show you how love can go so wrong. And it starts right now.
Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
And this is our creepy Valentine's special, 2022. Aw, love is in the air. But not at the iScary podcast. No, we've got some spooky love stories to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
In our Valentine's Day special. Hi, I'm Ann Kimbrough, and I have to admit, love is kind of scary, and we've got all the deets here for you. We're going to kick off our Valentine's special with a statistic. How romantic. But it's from a report we found in India that says love kills more people than terrorists.
Oh, great.
I can remember when they said that women over 40 were more likely to be killed by terrorists than get married. Okay, so I don't know if that's good news that they've shifted it around, but probably not. Either way, it sets the tone for our deep dive into 6 scary Valentine-inspired stories. First up is called Honey Bun Love Gone Wrong.
Where are my honey buns?
This story starts in a trailer park at 1:45 in the morning, when the man of the house comes home to find his honey buns, you know, those little sugary things, have been eaten.
Uh-oh.
He accuses his girlfriend and her mother of committing the crime.
Wow.
When they won't confess, he gets really mad and just becomes belligerent. They run and hide.
Don't be so crazy. Just stop, you big idiot.
But
I got my gun.
He bangs down the door of the bedroom they're hiding in. And then the mother fires a shot to warn him away. Until the police arrive. The angry man has not been found. He's still missing. Possibly in search of the perfect honey bun.
No.
Our next tainted love story has to do with Bonnie and Clyde. You remember them. Love, bullets, ugh. Well, we have 2 imitators, and this love story mixed with crime doesn't end as badly, but one Mississippi couple, Kelly and Timothy, started their rampage stealing a car. But the police quickly caught up to them. They'd been partying with drugs, getting busted for that, too. But it didn't end there.
Oh, wow.
While they were locked up, they got out and they robbed Kelly's little sweet grandmother. Jeez, the OG Bonnie and Clyde would have never done that.
Shame, shame.
Luckily for the new version, they did not go down in a spray of bullets, cornered by police in a shootout. No, they just ended up in jail. Was love the catalyst to their crimes? Maybe we'll find out next Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Our 3rd news headline comes out of India about a love affair gone wrong. Now, this could have happened anywhere, frankly, because love makes people crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It starts out when a friend plays matchmaker and he puts together this great couple.
I love you.
But they don't last.
I hate you.
And they break up. But then the friend decides to ask out the newly single lady and make a match for himself. This enrages the ex-lover and, I guess at this point, the ex-friend. And he comes up with a plan to kill his once good friend. It's not much of a plan because all he does is invite him over to slit his throat with a big knife. I know there's a moral to this story, but it's just so sad. Don't date your friend's ex.
Huh?
Yeah, that's maybe you shouldn't even be a matchmaker for your friend. Let love find its own way. Anyway, this one turned out horribly and is a perfect example of love gone wrong. Our fourth love story gone wrong for this very special Valentine's Day. It's about online dating predators. Valentine's can make us long for love and turn to dating apps. Beware, digital love can go really bad.
I found a match.
Sadly, they've discovered that a large number of these online Mr. Rights turn out to be sexual offenders.
Hi, gorgeous. I've never felt like this before.
You're so sweet.
They come across online as the perfect potential boyfriend. So charming, romantic, full of compliments.
You're one in a million. I've got to meet you.
I'd like to meet you, too.
And they try to speed things up. They want to meet as soon as possible.
I think I'm in love.
So that's another warning sign.
Oh, no.
But when they do meet IRL, it goes sideways really quick. Women have been drugged by accepting a bottle of water or something else that seemed pretty innocent.
Where am I? Hello? Please help me.
They've wake up in a room to discover they've been raped and assaulted. So please stay safe. Real love is patient, and it will allow you to protect yourself in order to find it. Our next lovely love story, not so lovely love story, is about a ghost lover.
Can you see me?
Ooh. It sounds fun and naughty and pretty convenient to have a ghost lover. He's there when you need him and always at your beck and call. But when one woman takes her ghostly love affair public and talks about it everywhere, like everywhere online, anyone even that would interview her, she dished about her ghost lover. Well, her ghost lover gets mad and he ghosts her. Yeah, like, you know, he disappears on her. You first have to believe she had a ghost lover, but, you know, it's really, really shocking to have one, and then he gets mad because you talk about him. I mean, I guess there's some code she's broken. Of course, she admitted she never actually saw him. She just felt him. But the feeling's gone. Now the woman feels like she's being punished, and she gets a bad vibe in her bedroom.
TMI!
Her ghost guy used to surround her in warmth, but now she's just getting the cold shoulder. Guess ghosts don't like it when you kiss and tell. Moving on. Our sixth and final dark Valentine is about an alien lover. Ooh, from ghost aliens. Well, this is our kind of story.
Here we go again.
So, of course, not to be outdone by the ghost lover, a British woman falls for an alien after she is abducted. Once you go green, you never go back. Oh, gosh. The woman is patiently waiting for her next date. So they had one date. Can you see me doing air quotes? The woman says she is patiently waiting for her next date because her alien lover is better than any human man. Gee, no pressure, human guys. Okay, quiet down. Nobody else thinks that. Well, almost nobody. It seems the damsel had been online complaining about the guys she dated, and she wished an alien would abduct her. And it worked! See? Once again, you just have to put it out there, people. So, in a dream, a white light and a dreamy voice told her,
"Be waiting at your bedroom window tomorrow night."
That's the dreamy voice we're going with?
Yes, this is a very dreamy voice.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Whatever.
She listened, and the next night, she was there at her window, and a flying saucer appeared. A bright green beam transported her to a ship and a group of aliens. Wow, guess it started out as a group date and got better.
Oh, yeah.
The first date only lasted 20 minutes. I guess she checked her watch. But the dazzled dame is waiting for her next date. Good luck with that. Gosh. All I can wish is that you have a very, very happy Valentine's from everyone here at the iScary Podcast. And come back for a regularly scheduled discussion of two weird news stories. Because, you know, sadly, they're very, very easy to find. Until next time, happy Valentine's Day. Everyone at the iScary Podcast would like to thank you, our listeners. And if you really want to show us how much you like us, could you please like, follow, or leave us a review? It really helps our egos. Thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary Podcast is produced by Wyatt Pashik and Ann Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.